Welcome back to Sports Day. Our open line tonight is 922-11882 for Sleepmaker, the maker of Australia's mattresses. And we have some great news to broadcast. We have a young lady who has been absolutely outstanding, judged by the coaches, the mentors of each of the respective teams, as the MVP, so the best player in the AFLW. And I'm pleased to announce that she is one of three Fremantle Dockers players that have made the All-Australian team for the magnificent work they've done this season. Her name is Kiara Bowes, and she joins us here on Sports Day. Kiara, welcome. Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
How are you feeling? You know, it's been, I suppose for you, a pretty short season in a lot of ways, but you have had such a massive impact. You've been so integral to your team's performances, and season's not over yet.
No, this is where the fun stuff starts. So we've enjoyed the last 9 weeks and ready to go for the finals.
How did you rate your own season compared to the other two that you've played?
I got through unscathed, so it's always a good thing. Look, I'm glad that I was able to play and play hard, so as long as I do that, then I'm winning.
You got through unscathed. There's a few opponents that probably didn't get through unscathed with all the tackling that you do, and you were lucky. I have to admit, you were lucky with that dangerous tackle to get away with it. Has it made you change the way you go about your tackling with some of these rules that you've been close to the line on?
No, look, you go in hard, and that's the way we play, and we always look to do a fair tackle, and, you know, sometimes it comes off a bit sketchy, but they always look to be fair and they always look to be hard, so we'll go with that.
You're always going to get yourself into trouble every now and again, given the number of tackles that she lays, which is the benchmark in that competition. Hey, Kiara, you've had some slow starts towards the back end of the season, and you've sort of probably gotten yourselves into a position which we wouldn't have thought, Hayes and I especially, given how well you'd been going, and look, only a couple of narrow losses, but you've done it to yourselves, really, from the start. Why?
Well, if you've got the answer, let us know. But look, no, we warm up really well. We're really up and about in the rooms. And I thought last week we were actually quite, even though we didn't get a goal on the board, we were up and about and our pressure is really good. So hopefully this week our scores come on the board.
Turbo, with your own dominance, are you finding teams are putting more time into you with tagging and things like that?
A tiny bit, but I actually enjoy it because it means they're going to be right next to me. I don't have to worry about them in defensive transition.
So you've been doing a bit of tagging yourself, haven't you, this year as well?
Oh, I don't mind sitting on a plane. You know, you learn a lot playing with the best players, so I don't mind going and sitting on them for a bit.
Now, what about Cara Antonio? What was she up to on the weekend? Because her and Emma King had three incidents, and she got off. We spoke about this last night. She got off all of them with $400 fines. But what was Cara doing to obviously be the catalyst for these three incidents?
I'm not too sure, but I'm going to ask her tonight because she must have got under her skin. But, you know, we know Kingy outside of, you know, she was a WA girl, so there'd be no half blood there, so they'll get on after this.
Kiara, joining you in the All-Australian team, two of your teammates, Janelle Cuthbertson and Gemma Houghton. As teammates and girls that you work so hard alongside with, can you describe, you know, the way that you've felt you've seen their seasons individually?
Oh, look, I'm so rapt that JC is in the squad. She's an absolute gun, and she's probably the most courageous player we have on our team, like, by far. She just puts her body on the line every week, and I don't know how she keeps getting up after she gets knees in the back every week, but I'm so glad she's reaping the rewards of it. And, I mean, Gemma, like, you can't really stop her when she's on, and I can't wait for this weekend to see how many goals she kicks.
Have you played tennis against Janelle? Because she was quite a tennis player in her early days.
Yeah, she's really good. We played some table tennis, and she is winning that against every other girl. She's even beaten Trent's not going to argue about that.
We don't have to go back far, and of course there is a big final coming up for you. It's win or look forward to 2022. That's the outcome of this weekend's game. It was a narrow loss by 5 points only back in round 8, and you've got some good experience at Casey Fields. You've won there before, and you should have no fear playing there, but you'll be hoping to turn the tables on the Demons.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great, great team, and we're actually really excited to go up against the team that we did lose to. You can look back at what you did wrong and work from there. So we're looking really, really forward to playing them this week and, yeah, going into battle and hopefully coming out on top.
I know you're not one that loves the individual accolades, but through the midfield, it hasn't just been about you, though, because Hayley Miller and Steph Kane, I've felt that they've come on again this year, both of them, and have had very consistent seasons.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad Hayley Miller's in there. She sprints out of there like she's a bloody train. She's that fast. So I'm lucky to have her in there. And even Claire Haynes in the midfield, like, she's been just a gun for us. And Steph Kane to come back after she did last year, having it off, and then just absolutely dominate on the wing. She's definitely great there.
Now, I saw some audio the other day, or video, and you come out and you said bazinga, or bazinga. what does it mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's off a TV show. I heard it on a TV show. It just stuck in my head. It's off that Big Bang Theory, so it's just stuck in my head.
You've been in the AFLW for 5 seasons, a couple injured. What have you noticed that has changed? We know the standard's improved, but in terms of the way that you receive, the popularity of the training standards, the way that clubs are certainly doing more and more with the female program, can you give us some insight into how you've seen it?
Yeah, obviously, on field, it's obviously the skills are just, you know, increasing every year so massively. And then off field, we get so much, especially I can obviously say from Freo, they treat us probably better than the boys, I reckon, down there. You need something and they're there for you. And just little things they help you out with, getting a massage on a Monday. And, you know, we wouldn't have had that back at our waffle clubs, be able to, you know, have that. And they do everything possible to be able to get us up the next week. And I tell you what, I don't know what I would do without a massage now. I'm so used to it.
Yeah, well, they should be treating you better too, because you guys have been playing finals. They haven't played finals for a while up at the boys' side of town, so you probably deserve that. So you got one step ahead of them. Now, in the end, it has been also, I think, a really good season when it comes to the turnout. I mean, you must be impressed, because all of a sudden people had to pay. It wasn't free, but you must be amazed by the turnouts that you've had down there at Freo Oval, because from what I've seen, it's been terrific.
Oh, our Freo fans, I think, are the loudest bunch, and I'm not even just saying that. They are so incredible, and even messages we get from fans just on socials, just such nice people, and I kind of want to just go out there and win just for them, really, because they're so incredible to us.
Thank you, Kiara. Great to have you on the show. Well done. Congratulations on both winning the MVP, the Coaches Award, and also being nominated, and along with your teammates Gemma Houghton and Janelle Cuthbertson, in the All-Australian team. Congratulations and good luck for the weekend.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.